some great people that worked for the Tulsa Tribune. Let's just mention some of them. We have Joe Howell. He was a reporter for your paper for more than half a century.
Yeah, Joseph E. Howell is the way he bylined his work. He worked for us, well, he was in his 80s when the Tribune closed, and he would have never been retired by us, I'll guarantee you. I mean, he was a walking encyclopedia. Young reporters could ask, Joe, what was this that happened in 1953? And he could tell them to the decimal point. He was an expert in Oklahoma politics. I greatly enjoyed working with him on that. He had covered state highways from the days when they were of dirt and gravel. He knew more about the GRDA probably than anybody at the GRDA. In fact, if Joe wasn't at a GRDA meeting, their main source of reference was missing. He covered the Arkansas River navigation system from the very early days. He took a break from the Tribune for a couple of years, and he worked for a year for Senator Robert S. Kerr, who was the driving force behind the Arkansas River navigation system. So he got deeply involved in that, and he covered that whole long and difficult process of getting that thing built. He covered the state capitol for many years for us. He even covered agricultural things because he lived on a farm up close to Locust Grove, would commute in every day. So he knew agricultural things. And Joe was simply, as I said, a walking encyclopedia. The thing I always tried to stress to young reporters, Joe Howell never met a story that he was too important to deal with. If somebody needed a two-paragraph rewrite done on something, Joe would step up and do it. He was not a gifted wordsmith in many ways, but he could tell a story. I remember working with him on a series of stories we did that covered the first 25 years of Oklahoma statehood. It was just a masterpiece. It gave Oklahomans an understanding of their beginnings.
We referred to Nolan Bullock, but let's do a little more on him and even how he first came to the paper.
You know, I can't tell you how he first came to the paper, but I never knew the paper without Nolan until his death. He had had his run-ins with breaking stories on other papers on criminal activities, crooked unions, and so on. He always walked with a limp, being thrown down the stairs, breaking a leg at one point.
Thrown down the stairs by?
By somebody he had exposed. This was before he was with the Tribune. Nolan was one of the chief instruments in breaking stories on bootlegging and crime in Oklahoma. In fact, I went down to the penitentiary with him when I was a teenager. And it was, hello, Nolan, how are you, Nolan? Half the guys in the pen he knew, and a lot of them he'd helped send there. And he was also a very good political writer. He just a little bitty man, probably weighed 120, 25 pounds. But believe me, he had the kick of a mule.
Any particular story or two?
You know, they tried to get rid of Nolan. There was a major liquor conspiracy case in Oklahoma. And Nolan was indicted along with quite a few others, almost two dozen others. Almost all the others were convicted. The judge, after hearing the prosecution's case against Nolan, threw the case out. He said he'd never heard anything so weak in his life. He just exonerated Nolan. It was an effort by a lot of the bootleggers to try and get him, you know, on trumped-up evidence, which I think even the prosecutors didn't believe it. But the judge sure as hell didn't.
So that happened while he was at the Tribune?
Yeah.
So was it covered extensively?
Oh, yeah.
Your own reporter was being indicted? Yeah.
One thing I remember about Nolan, he had an uncanny ability to remember what he had written before. And one of the hardest things in journalism, and I've had to do it many times, is dictate off the top of your head. I remember Nolan was covering a famous rape case, which had involved the son of the Oklahoma lawyers group, the son of a man who had run for attorney general, and several other prominent figures. And Nolan could go in and give you a first edition story, dictating from Oklahoma City, and then he could just off the top of his head dictate 20 paragraphs for the next edition and have a perfect pickup point where you, and then come back on the final home and dictate another 20 graphs or so. As a desk man working the stories, you didn't have to do much repair work. He could just fit those leads right into what had come before.
He was carrying it in his head.
Yeah, and believe me, it's tough to do.